Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-2. You know, folks, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You know, you've heard me talk about how we vet our new guests to make sure that they're worthy of your time and how hard we work to make sure you get only the best. Diane Murray was chosen by the banking industry as one of the top bankers in the country, one of the most powerful banking women in banking, I should say, by the American Banker. So that proves what I said to you many times before. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Diane Murray, president of Ally Bank. Congratulations on that credential.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate that.
Yep, I know your mama's proud of you. So, ally.com is the website, full service online bank for consumers primarily, right?
Correct.
And including mortgages and that sort of thing. What can I get a mortgage for today? What's the low point in a mortgage, 30-year mortgage right now?
Yeah, well, actually, mortgages are coming soon with Ally. We have some existing mortgages on our balance sheet, but we're relaunching mortgages later this year.
Okay, so good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I'm going to tell you something, folks. 3.5% interest for 30 years, that's hard to beat. I've never seen anything like that in my lifetime.
Right. Rates are at an all-time low.
All-time.
And clearly, expectations are that they're probably going to stay low for the foreseeable future, which, you know, coming back to what we were talking about previously, you know, some of our banking products, even in this low-rate environment, still offer better options for consumers in terms of making their hard-earned savings, earn more. And that's one of the benefits.
So let's talk about the future of banking. What do you see as part of the financial industry, you're part of the future. You're creating as a totally virtual bank. You're part of the future, but I'm going to call you banking 2.0. When you think of banking 3.0, what do you see?
I think there's just going to continue to be a wave towards mobile, and consumers really demanding much more control.
More technology around that, right? We've already got mobile banking, but you're saying more, faster, easier, quicker, handier, slicker, cooler, those kinds of things.
All those things. And you know, we were talking on the break, you know, the institutions that aren't keeping up with these rapidly changing customer demands and really serving customers in a way that customers expect are going to be the ones on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And so for Ally, you know, we are obsessed over our customers. I don't know if you've seen any of our recent ads.
I have.
But the whole theme is do it right. And that is how we build our entire institution.
Well, you know, I spoke to a bunch of bankers last week. I gave a keynote and did a couple of business building breakouts with them last week. And one of the slides I should put up was what I talked about, what they should be worried about. And one of them was demographics. And the slide behind that showed 76 million baby boomers with an arrow pointing down, meaning, you know,
right.
They're not more of us, and we're losing. You know, we're in the fourth quarter. You know, and then I showed, and then below that was millennials, 84 million, with an arrow pointing up.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, that says it all. Does it with regard to what banks have got to deal with? I mean, boomer expectations are not. We're not. You know, I'm a boomer, and I'm using technology like crazy with my bank. But still, millennials are going to expect a lot more of you guys, aren't they?
And they do. They already do. And again, we serve all demographics and absolutely believe they're all important. But the millennials clearly represent a huge segment of the population. And they were raised differently than we were raised, right?
Yep.
Technology is so central to how they think and act. And it does create a much higher expectation in terms ease of use and having, you know, the leading edge technology. Can you hear me?
Right.
Jim?
Right.
Okay. So,
You're good.
Okay. So that clearly the millennials are demanding much more in terms of service and digital capability. But I'd also say, and we talked to a lot of people in the industry about, well, how has Ally created relationships with consumers where you don't have any face-to-face interaction?
Right.
And that has come in, again, our very customer-centric philosophies of...
Diane, I gotta wrap it up because I got to head on out of here.
Jim.
Thank you for being here. Ally.com, will you come back?
I will come back. I appreciate your time.
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.